The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's the Burt Show.
You have a type strictly solely based on your profession and you had no idea.
Yeah, so I have a dating podcast called The Breakup Breakdown. So I follow a lot of experts in this field, whether it's psychologists or dating coaches. And I've been following this guy named Amwar White for a while. And he's a really great follow if you're a Black woman dating, because he speaks a lot to those specific issues. So I've been following and learning a lot from him. But he actually had this whole video series that I saw where he was talking about how your dating patterns might actually be reflective of your profession.
Tell me your profession and I'll tell you exactly what you need to work on to get your guy. As a dating coach for 14 years and as your fairy godbrother, I've seen it all, I've coached it all, I've heard it all, right? And what I know is that your profession is directly tied to how you navigate your relationships, because ultimately you have a relationship with your career. Your career, if you're single right now, is your man, is your boyfriend. So I wanted to share with you kind of the three kinds of careers that I see and what sort of opportunities there are if you are in this career.
So he hooked me in the intro. I was like, this is fascinating. I can't wait to see. Because basically, it's just like, it's psychology.
No, and it's so true because, I mean, I think a lot of professions attract certain types of people. And those types of people may have similar dating patterns or different blind spots in their dating relationship. So I think it's a great way to get a kind of better understanding for how your job actually reflects how you date. So the first profession that he talks about is caregivers.
Let's talk about the nurturing career. So I'm talking about the nurses, the teachers, the social workers, therapists, HR, DEI, hairdressers, flight attendants, nonprofit managers. If you're in those careers, you're in a nurturing career, which means that you are centering other people all day, every day in your career. And it means that you're taking a backseat, right? And that's going to translate into your romantic relationships, where you will center your man, but also be a second class citizen in your relationship. And you might be giving and possibly giving too much, which I consider overgiving or providing, which is a masculine energetic trait. And the opportunity is learning how to sit more comfortably in your feminine energy and to set boundaries so that you're not doing too much. Because when you're in your masculine, what will happen is that you will attract two kinds of guys. One, a guy who's in his dominant feminine energy, who's looking for a mother. Or two, a guy that is in his hyper or toxic masculine energy that will want you to forcibly submit into your feminine energy.
So if you are currently feeling seen or heard, or even if you feel like you're being read right now, go ahead and call up the Burt Show, 1-855-BURT-SHOW, 855-237-8746, and agree or disagree with what he's saying. And what's his name again?
Amwar White.
Got it.
I know, it feels a little bit like a job horoscope, but the next profession he talks the next profession he talks about is for our women in uniform.
If you are in a uniform career, so I'm talking about doctors, lawyers, military, police, firefighting, those sorts of careers, what I've noticed is that no emotions. because you can't have any emotions in these careers, because if you do, it's the difference between life and death. So you have to turn them off and cut them off. But what that means in relationships is that you're not leading with your feelings. And if you're not leading with your feelings, it's hard for you to get in touch with your intuition and best navigate your dating life. And so the opportunity is around learning how to be in touch with your feelings and be vulnerable. The other part of these careers is that oftentimes they will suck out the individuality. So it means that you have to kind of play a role. And when you're playing a role in your career, but also playing a role in your relationship, you're not showing up as your full authentic self, which means that it's going to be hard to really truly get to know you. If you're showing 60% of yourself, your guy will only be able to love 60% of you. And that's not a sturdy foundation of a relationship.
And we got one more to go.
And this is for our women in business.
The business people. So if you are a consultant, tech person, a marketer, finance, you are often very busy maximizing the bottom line and maybe even the top line, girl. But what does that mean? It means that you're also going to be looking to maximize your partner. How can we get this relationship the best that it can be? How can you, my partner, be better? And that can be very tiring. And in a relationship, your job is just to accept your partner. When you're always wanting them to be better, you're going to make them feel like they are like rejected for who they are. And so the opportunities for my business individuals is to learn how to accept people for who they are instead of maximizing them. And then also learning how to accept yourself, because oftentimes business individuals come from a very competitive landscape, whether it's sports or whether it's parents that were always making them compete and to try to be the best. And so to be at a place where you are accepting your full self will help you accept others.
Hey, Samantha, thanks for joining the show. Do you feel seen?
I feel like you just decoded my life.
Which one are you?
So I worked in a nurturing field for many, many years, and I was in a long-term relationship where that 100% translated and was actually why I left the relationship, because I felt like I was taking a back seat and that I wouldn't thrive. Fast forward to now, I work in the service industry, kind of like an alternative service industry. And it has 100% affected my dating relationships, because I unapologetically put myself first and I make no apologies when I have to draw a boundary or if something doesn't work for me or if I don't feel like I'm being treated well. That doesn't mean it's been a successful experience, but I'll definitely say I feel more well-adjusted.
Good for you. All right. So, I mean, obviously he's got some valid points to make.
I know. He definitely hit home with me for a couple of these. So if you want to follow him again, his name is Amar White. He gives really great dating advice, and obviously it's very thorough and very thought out, almost to the point where you feel a little called out.
I know, right?
It's the Vert Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.